Thank you and good afternoon. In an announcement this afternoon, the Arcata Chamber of Commerce appointed Joellen Clark Peterson as the new executive director for the chamber. Clark Peterson will begin her new role in 2016, starting the week of January 18th. The board of directors cited Clark Peterson's experience, creative ideas, and commitment to community service as factors in separating herself from the group of applicants. Clark Peterson will succeed former executive director Sandy Scott, who stepped down on November 6th. Humboldt Bay Fire and the Sheriff's Office are investigating a hash lab explosion that caused a two-alarm structure fire in the 1200 block of Freshwater Road Thursday evening. Firefighters found smoke and fire coming from the attic area of the house and located one victim who had escaped the house and needed medical attention. As fire crews conducted an interior attack, they found two other residents inside. Blue Lake and Arcata Fire provided mutual aid, and the blaze was brought under control in half an hour. Two of the residents were sent to the hospital for treatment of injuries. The third resident was interviewed by sheriff's deputies on scene, but he was uncooperative because his attorney advised him not to speak to law enforcement. The investigation has now been turned over to the Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigation Division. Sheriff's deputies arrested 53-year-old Southern Humboldt resident Keith Giampapa following a two-month-long investigation into an attempted homicide in Alder Point on September 30th. Giampapa was wanted in connection with the shooting that sent two residents of an Alder Point home to a hospital with gunshot wounds. Giampapa was located and arrested on Thursday, and he was booked into county jail for attempted murder and shooting into an inhabited residence. A Fortuna man was booked into county jail for meth and heroin. Dan Squire has more.
A sheriff's deputy on patrol near Fortuna conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by 25-year-old Fortuna resident Robert Ellis, a man he knew had a suspended license and was on probation. After the deputy conducted the traffic stop, he spoke with Ellis and the front seat passenger, Alyssa Brock of Willow Creek. Brock admitted she had syringes and a small amount of heroin and meth hidden in her bra. The deputy then spoke with the backseat passenger, 25-year-old Daniel Langevin. Langevin said he had no drugs and asked to leave the scene, and the deputy allowed him to do so. As Langevin was walking away, the deputy found a small box that contained what appeared to be meth and heroin, and it was located under the seat where Langevin had been sitting. The deputy drove after Langevin, contacted him, and then arrested him for possession, and he was booked into county jail. Brock and Ellis were cited at the scene and released.
Thank you, Dan. A reminder for Eureka residents that controlled traffic will be in effect at the intersection of Harrison and Booner Street on Saturday, weather permitting. City work crews will replace the current traffic signal at the intersection with a new left turn signal that will have four phases. Drivers are asked to use caution when driving through the area and to expect minor delays. The Redwood Bowl at Humboldt State University will be filled on Saturday with family, friends, and fans as the HSU football team plays in their first playoff game since 1968. The Lumberjacks will square off against Augustana University in the first round of the NCAA Division II tournament, and kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One of the more common occurrences that police and fire departments in the region deal with is the danger that hash labs pose to both those who are manufacturing the hash and to those who live near the lab. There was another suspected hash lab-related fire in Freshwater on Thursday evening that sent two people to the hospital for treatment of injuries. Lieutenant Ryan Peterson with the Arcata Police Department said on Talk Shop this morning that an incident like a hash lab fire is a unique emergency situation and one that demands immediate response from police, fire, as well as medical.
When you go to some of these scenes like a hash lab explosion, it is very hectic. I mean, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving pieces. And most times, law enforcement is there first. You know, the rule of thumb is that cops don't go into burning buildings because they don't have the equipment to survive that. But they do everything they can to save people, protect lives, contain the scene, and really direct in resources.
In addition to fire contained in a possible crime scene, a hash lab explosion can also cause serious injuries.
Are there suspects that are fleeing? Well, they need to try to detain them. Are there people that need immediate medical assistance that we can provide that level of assistance to? And a lot of times what we have in a hash lab explosion are burn victims, which is really difficult to deal with, very problematic. And from my own personal experience, having been to a few of these in Arcata, that is usually what you have.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Lieutenant Peterson by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.